Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Cage Lee, he will tap in the 8-incher, and that's into the bottom. Cage Lee wins the 2021 AT&T Byron Nelson at 25 under par. He battled through nerves and bad weather and rain, and he is now showered with 500 FedEx Cup points and his first PGA Tour win.
Well, there it is, everybody. What a great victory for K.H. Lee, his first in over 80 attempts out there on the PGA Tour. At TPC Craig Ranch, McKinney, Texas, where Carney was pretty correct there when he said he was showered, because they were showered with a 2 hour and 23 minute delay yesterday, as well as gusts up to 22 miles per hour. So it was tough for everybody. Sam Burns, of course, made one heck of a run at him, ending with a 266, 22 under par, solo second place by virtue of his birdie on number 18. Patton Kizzire, with a 267, 21 under par, tied with numerous other players, including our own Scott Stallings, whom both of we will hear from a little bit later, if I said that correctly. Frank Bassett here. Tim Matthews is not with us right now, but we'll be back. Actually, he'll be back this week. So we'll be doing a lot getting ready for the PGA Championship. But we wanted to cover this tournament, because the Byron Nelson, of course, wasn't around last year. It's back. New golf course, TPC Craig Ranch. And there was a lot of talk about TPC Craig Ranch, whether it was going to stand up, was it going to be a 25 under par win? Well, actually, it was. It was minus 25 that won the tournament. Sam Burns, of course, was the 54-hole leader, I should say. And, of course, he came in solo second, closed with a 270 in his bid to become actually the first player since Camilo Villegas in 2008 to have his first two tour victories come in back-to-back starts. Won the Valspar in his last start 2 weeks ago. Runner-up this year, TPC Craig Ranch. Sam Burns was kind of one of the favorites. Of course, Kizzire and Stallings were right up there in the favorite list also. But hometown boy Jordan Spieth was not disappointing, given the fact that this is the first time he's finished in the top 10 at the Byron Nelson. So this is his best finish, as a matter of fact, and his seventh and the last of nine tour starts. So Jordan Spieth had a good day. This week, we'll see what Mr. Spieth and the rest of the clan can do once they hit Kiawah Island. Kiawah, of course, as we all know, is a very difficult golf course, plays very long, plays very difficult when it's windy, of course. And so we'll see what happens. But just wanted to bring you up to speed a little bit. We'll talk more about TPC Craig Ranch. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more from Patton Kizzire and Scott Stallings, and more from, well, just hang on. You'll get to hear.
You're still running your business on QuickBooks? QuickBooks? Well, it's more like quicksand. You know, the bigger your company grows, the faster you sink with outdated software that just can't keep up. And you know you want your company to grow as big as it can. Keep growing and growing and growing. So why are you using software you know you'll outgrow? You don't have time to spend dealing with manual processes like multiple systems delay, scrambling to get the numbers you need. You need to get on solid ground with NetSuite by Oracle. It's a scalable solution to run all of your key back office operations, no matter how big your company grows. That's what you're looking for. NetSuite helps you automate your key business processes. Close your books in a fraction of the time. Think days, not weeks. Right now, NetSuite's offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to graduate from QuickBooks. Head to netsuite.com/golftalk. Special financing for you graduates at netsuite.com/golftalk. netsuite.com/golftalk.
And we're back. Frank Bassett joining you on Golf Talk America with the post-game show, if you will, for this week's Byron Nelson Classic at TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney, Texas. Soggy, wet, windy, just all around nasty day on Sunday there in Texas, but there was perseverance by several. And one of those I want to talk about a little bit is our good friend Patton Kizzire, who was tied for third at 21 under par. He posted the low round of the day with a 9 under 63, resulting in the best finish on tour since winning the 2018 Sony Open. I mean, 9 under 63 is a pretty solid round. And Mr. Kizzire, of course, had a few things to say at the completion of his round.
Patton, quite the run you got on there. Tell me about the round. Two separate runs of four birdies in a row. Wow.
The last few holes kind of scrambled my head a little bit. When the rain came in, it got really difficult, and I had to really stay focused on what I was doing. I was checking my card in there, like, thinking, did I make birdie there or par there? But, no, it was a good day. I putted well. I put myself in good spots and hit my irons well. That's the forte of my game is hitting my iron shots in spots that give me good looks, and I'm a great putter.
Really, it was a really solid week. You played great on Friday, got a little sideways on Saturday, then another great round to finish things off. What do you think about your chances?
We'll see. I don't know what the weather's going to do. The golf course, if the wind and the rain aren't blowing and coming down, I think guys will still make birdies. But if they play a lot of golf like I did on the last four holes, and it'll be tough.
What did you play, maybe 14 holes before the rain really started coming down? Last hour, 90 minutes in the rain, and how much did the golf course change in the conditions?
The last four holes, like I said, I feel like it sped up. Everything sped up. You're holding an umbrella, you're trying to get a read, you're trying to keep stuff dry, your routine's kind of thrown off. So the last four holes, that's basically what I was dealing with. I handled it okay. I would have liked to have been under par on the last four. I was even par. But all in all, I had a great day.
10 birdies. That's a great day. Hang around. You never know what happens.
Will do. Thanks, Fred.
And Patton did hang around for the rest of the day, but it didn't quite work out for him as K.H. Lee put the pedal down. He never relented. But congratulations to Patton Kizzire for a great tournament, a great round, and it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. He's one of the good guys out there on the PGA Tour. So we'll look forward to seeing him down the road this week, and we'll see what happens. We had an opportunity also to speak with Scott Stallings after his round. And after this break, we'll hear a little bit about what Mr. Stallings had to say.
If you've ever seen Frank Bassett in public, two words describe him: nattily attired. You can see him, and he's going to be looking sharp, and he's going to be wearing, for the most part, Mack Weldon stuff. Because Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit, and they are so comfortable and so stylish and so good-looking, whether it's socks or shirts, shorts. Yes, even chicken legs Frank wears shorts from Mack Weldon. They had this program called Weldon Blue. It's totally free loyalty program. Level 1 gets you free shipping for life. And then once you reach level 2, by spending just $200, you get 20% off every order for the next year. Mack Weldon wants you to be comfortable, too. So if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them, and they'll still refund you all the money. No questions asked. So get 20% off your first order right now. Visit MackWeldon.com/GTA and enter the promo code GTA. That's MackWeldon.com/GTA, as in Golf Talk America. Promo code GTA for 20% off Mack Weldon. Reinventing men's basics.
Okay, fade that stuff out. Let's get rid of that tequila music that Tim loves so much, and talk a little bit about Scott Stallings, a Tennessee fella that we all know and love. He tied for third at 21 under par, overcame a double bogey at the second with birdies on five of his next seven holes to close with 6 under 66. So there was some golf to be played out there at Craig Ranch. It got really soft, soggy, soft, wet, whatever. That's actually his tie for third is Scott's best showing in a 72-hole stroke play event on tour since finishing solo third at the 2019 AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Recently, he finished tied for fifth at the 2020 Barracuda Championship. Of course, was a modified Stableford, scoring format. So, Scott Stallings did a pretty good job in Texas. Texas looks good. Starts with a D. Texas and Tennessee both have no state income tax. So, I guess we all like both of those states. Let's hear a little bit from Scott.
Scott, it was really a week of comebacks for you. You come back from a sinus infection and new medicine, then you double bogey the second hole here in the final round, and you come back from that, and what a putt you make on the 18th hole.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird, I said yesterday in the interview that Friday afternoon we were on 18T, and I was one under par, and I played the next, you know, I guess, you know, 40-something holes, you know, 20 under, and that's, you know, a pretty big turnaround in a pretty short amount of time. So I'm happy with the way I bounced back, hit a bad shot, and kind of got in a tough spot on number two. But was pretty my caddy was right there with me, and got back and made birdie on the next hole. And, you know, really outside of number 10, you know, I had good looks all the way coming in, and I felt good about it. 16 was brutal when we were out there. And it looks like it'll be just a couple of short with the way that the finishing holes are playing now. But happy the way I put myself in the situation to come back out there after delay and make the putt. And, you know, excited where my game's at.
You had almost 2.5 hours to think about that putt. I saw you over on the practice putting green at the right distance and everything. What were your thoughts?
Well, I mean, just kind of make it a practice routine. Like, you know, all the drills and all the stuff that we do all the time. I mean, we just recreated it, and, you know, we had about 16 and a half feet. It was a little bit left to right, slightly uphill, and we found it on the putting green and, you know, putted it a few times, and it was nice to rehearse it and then go out there and do it when it mattered.
Congratulations on a good week, a strong finish.
Thanks.
So a little bit from Fred Albers, our very own Fred Albers, who we know and love dearly, and Scott Stallings after his round in McKinney, Texas, Craig Ranch, the Byron Nelson. Glad the Byron Nelson's back. It wasn't around last year, and just missed that tournament. What a great, great history that tournament has. What a great gentleman Mr. Nelson was, and needs to always be there. I absolutely love that golf tournament. One of my favorites, of course, everyone knows if you listen to the show, my favorite tournament is the Players' Championship every year in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. But, again, the Byron Nelson has just such great history. If you have a chance, get out to the AT&T Byron Nelson. What a great, great event. And if you have another chance, check out his memorabilia that you can find there also. They bring a lot of it out to that tournament, and it's just a neat place to be. I hope you're enjoying the new format of our Monday shows. We're going to be doing this with just special interviews from the players to give you some insight of what their thoughts are. If you didn't catch it, a lot of people don't have time to sit and watch the television day and night. So that's what we want to do, is bring you some of the interviews, some of the highlights. Some weeks we'll have some players on live with us, and some weeks we won't, and when we don't, we'll have the interviews. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with an interview with K.H. Lee. Stay right where you are.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or something preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapists. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. You can just log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room like you do with traditional therapy. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp.com/GolfTalk. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Special offer for Golf Talk America listeners. You get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/GolfTalk. Better.
There you go. You know, BetterHelp is interesting and great company, and does a lot of good for a lot of people. So please check out BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com. It's Just check it out if you think you have someone that may need it, or just, you know, you make that decision. But anyway, Frank Bassett back with you. And, you know, K.H. Lee was very engaging, if you will, actually spoke fairly good English in the interview, tried to do it without an interpreter. Of course, he had him there to help him a little bit. But looking back at what he did and some of the things you ought to know about what happened is he birdied four of the first six holes, and then he birdied 71 and 72 to claim his first PGA Tour win. And he becomes the second consecutive Korean-born player to win the AT&T Byron Nelson. Imagine that. Sung Kang in 2019, of course, there was no tournament in 2020, so Lee became the second consecutive Korean-born player to win the AT&T Byron Nelson, first tour event ever to produce back-to-back Korean winners. Of course, in his bid to claim his second PGA Tour title in as many starts, 54-hole leader Sam Burns, having trouble today, 54-hole leader Sam Burns birdies the 72nd hole, as we said earlier, to finish second. And then, of course, Kazire, Berger, and on. Scott Stallings, our good friend. But Jordan Spieth, again, collected his first top 10 finish in his 10th AT&T Byron Nelson start, and his seventh in the last nine tour starts. Surely a favorite. The roars were coming all around the course from the gallery, watching Jordan Spieth all week. He's the favorite son there, and congratulations to Jordan for a really good tournament. Looking forward to seeing Jordan this week when we venture over to Kiawah Island, and we'll be joining you with some live shows from Kiawah Island and some direct from the beach information. It's going to be fun. It's a beautiful place if you've not been outside of Charleston, South Carolina. Kiawah Island, of course, is a very, again, very difficult course. Long course, windy course sometimes. When it's cold and windy, you think you're not in America. Trust me, I've played it in those conditions, and I don't want to talk about the three-figure finish that I had. But it was about 35 to 40 mile an hour winds, and it was raining. And we had a very difficult time. So really looking forward to the PGA Championship. But we want to hear from the winner in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, congratulations on your first PGA Tour win. You talked about dreaming of this moment. Was today like your dream?
Yeah, still dreaming, it feels like. I'm long time wait this situation, but I mean, with my wife, my parents, my team, everybody, so excited and very thankful. Yeah, right now. Yeah.
Did the runner-up at the Waste Management Phoenix Open help you today?
Yeah, I learned a lot over there. Just I need to keep positive every day and stay patient. So this week, very patient and very positive. So much better before. Yeah, improved, yes.
You talked early in the week about switching putters. Was the putter the key for you this week?
Big key for me. Couple months, really bad my putting. So, but I never changed my putter. But this week I tried change putter and so type, and that helped for me a lot. So make momentum and keep birdie. So a lot of help for me. So.
Well, congratulations. Well played out there in some tough conditions.
Thank you very much.
So there you have it. Just a short and sweet interview. Carney, Mark Carnival, who caught up with Mr. Lee after his round. So there you go. I hope you all enjoy this kind of quick format of our post-round shows. It'll be a little longer in the future with a little more content for you coming in live from some of the players. But I wanted to get K.H. Lee's interview to you, and really thought that it would be interesting to hear from Patton Kizzire and Scott Stallings. Didn't really have a lot of stuff from Jordan this week, but we'll have more from Jordan, I'm sure, when Golf Talk America rejoins you from the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island. Going to be a fun time, and Tim Matthews will be back with me. Also have our good friend Lauren Gold, who plays with The Who, keyboards, background vocals, is going to be in town, so he's going to join us right here in the studio before we leave town and give you some insights into his golf game and how the boys in The Who play golf. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to everyone who helps make this show as special as it is to us, and hopefully to all of you. So we'll catch you next time right here on Golf Talk America.